The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord, as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you for this moment. Help us today as we step into your words. Cause us to eat the spring of life. Let blessing come to upon us, upon this walk. Move this walk into the very bed of the waters. Let them have enough stability, enough to burrow in, enough. Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. Help my heart, help my mind, help my utterance. Thank you, Father. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. One of the things I'll be doing to at this point is to make us understand the commission of the house along teaching the scriptures. Sometimes one of you, we also have churches in Lagos who preach it and alive. What is the 11th Embassy doing in Lagos? All of that. We have a strong stake. We have a very strong stake concerning the project of eternal life. God showed us long time and committed the apostolic grace to have a strong stake to ensure that the project fulfills its course in many places. We won't be in every place, but visible expression enough to let the church see what Jesus is talking about. We appreciate the how much of labor ministries and ministers have done about it. But if we are not there, something will be missing. And that is not to exhort anything, but to let us know the relevance and the position of Eternal Life Embassy in the Eternal Life message. I appreciate the fact that many of our sister churches, all of that, look up to us, see patterns, see what we do, and believe in us, love us, and believe in the grace of God on us, and try to implement them. And we appreciate that. We acknowledge that. But we have to be helpers to see it done the way it should be. So we're not just only for ourselves as a church, we are also for the project. It's a tender project that has been recovered back to the body of Jesus Christ that must be administered. I'll call it administered, to see it fulfilled fully. What God, like God said to us many years ago, eternal life has appearances. It also has its full appearance. And that is why what He gave to us is the full appearing or the full manifestation of eternal life. So there's eternal life world. It's a journey. It's a journey world towards finishing. And so it requires a lot of supply. And I think that is why God has preserved us and preserve my life to this point. Amen. I know if it's in natural living, maybe I should not be on this side anymore. But everyone has always walked, not because of longevity, but because of the project. I call eternal life as a project because it's a walk or a building that God is raising. Say amen. For the last day, church or believers. It's not just about us. It's for the body. The old body of Christ is coming into it. And in a few years to come, if you are not coming to it, you will be like you see Sele today. Sorry to say, formation in church. Like you see Cairns today, when you mention churches of Jesus, and you mention just know that, oh, maybe it's remaining something here. And what is remaining will be evident. Because it won't be able to undo, even now, it's not able to undo the problem on ground. There's much problem that the church can undo because of what we are using to undo it. So, the Lord put this theme in my heart, and that is the gift of God. Come on, say the gift of God. Come on, say it again. Come on, say it again. I can't hear you say it better. The gift that God has, why Jesus became a special gift to God, is because of what Jesus attained or obtained from God. God had his intentions before the world was created or was framed. We are not on earth here accidentally. Okay? You are not. Man was specially planned for. You can understand in all the things that God created that man, even in his fallen state, is a special creature out of all the things that God created on the face of the earth. Say amen. The human world is just one species of the biotic world. One species of billions of species of organisms. We're just one of those who need natural life for sustenance. For those who call them biology, bios. But what bios is natural life. Now, there are creatures, there are things that God made that does not have the bios life. God made the rock. Say amen. Say amen. God made the stars. He made all of those things. They don't have the bios life. That is why they can live away from the earth. I went to the house, please. There are things God made. If you get to some planets, some galaxies, you will see store of diamond. Yeah, diamond and gold are precious things. Are you with me in the house there today? Yes, sir. They are precious. They are precious. If you have a measure of gold at this point, you are rich for life. Certain measure of gold, if you have it, you are rich for life because of the store value of gold. But there are planets that is gold. There are planets that is diamond. There are planets that is bauxite. Terrible minerals, precious minerals that are in those planets. But there's no bios life there. The earth is the only place in the universe when you have bios life. I discovered a planet that looks exactly like earth. It has water, but there's no oxygen. Can you imagine water without oxygen? You know, when you drink boiled water, do you get satisfied? What happened? They have boiled out the oxygen from the water. So when you drink it, it tastes flat. So you can have water that does not have life. Say, hey, man. That's why if you take 4 bottles of Coca-Cola, it will refresh you. Until you have just One drop. That was what that man asked, that rich man asked, that he would tell Abraham that they could put his hand in what and just drop one drop, because hell has no water. So anything there will always be, doesn't matter how much there, you eat there, you will touch up because there's no life there. But God plant life there to show us the word of bios. Because the word of bios is an expression of example of the worlds of living, which are not earthly creature or earthly terrain. Are you here tonight, please? So when God is talking about everlasting waters, you can understand it. Because you are in a place on earth where water is utilized. Where water is a major currency. If there's no water on the earth here, everybody's gone. Everybody's gone. So what essentially what sustains life on earth is water. So if God is talking about, if he's talking about other worlds of spirit existence, you can relate with it because they are the words of life. God gave this life. God gave angel life. Amen. God gave angel life because God himself has life. So, I'm only saying that the life creatures are the special creatures of God. Let me tell you, plant a tree is of more value than diamond. Because that thing you see, tree can exhibit life. It can grow. It can produce after its kind. It has seed. So when God said, I want to birth a son, he can make me to you. Because you have seen birth. You can't learn birth in the world of diamond. Have you ever seen diamond get birth before? Are you with me in the house here? You can't hear that diamond gave birth before. You just said diamond exists here. And we go to exhume it. We go to mine it. Oh, there's a gold deposit here. We go to mine it. That's all you hear. You don't mine life. You grow life. Say hey, man. So what I'm just saying is that the word of living, it's very, very important. And that word of living, the human word of living, because of all that has life on the earth, only man has spirit. The rest doesn't have spirit. They just have lower soul and body. That's why when they die, their soul goes nowhere. Disappear. Dog, 100 dog that die, disappear. The soul does not exist. It's placed there, so it's placed there just for survival of 3 years, 5 years. Once it's died, that soul does not exist anymore. Say amen. So they give their soul to their kind. I went in the house, please. But in the world of souls, in the world of life, the human world is the most precious world. Because the human world is the world that looks like the world of God. That looks like the world of God. Angels don't have sons. Angels can regenerate themselves as they were created in numbers. I want us to understand some things and see exactly what are we doing. Okay? So, angels can increase in number as they have been made. God has determined how many of them were made. If some angels are kept up till now who had never done anything. Since they were created, they were put in store. So God knew how many angels would be needed in time to come. And he has made them. He has created them. amazing. Say amen. Even when the angels, some angels fell, God had enough angels to take care of what he wants to do. He didn't create more. He has enough. Millions of millions and millions of millions of angels are in their own world. Like you have the human world earth. They have their own world also. But you see, they can't display the life of God because God's life, they were not calibrated to show for God's life. Are we in the house, please? So as mighty, powerful they are, God made them so. I said them so. But he made man. The reason why God made man. Are you with me? That every other creation was made because of man. Because before God created angels, all of that, God is in eternal world. When there was no creation, it's called eternal God, not creator. Are you in the house with the place? Before creation was made, he has been God, the eternal God. And we don't know, we can't know his beginning anyway. We don't know his ending. In the beginning, God. So go and ask what is before the beginning. That's your question. That's your problem. I want to say beginning. Really, beginning has no beginning. But they have to, for our mind, they have to get a place to call beginning. Because for us, that makes sense. But the beginning is also an end. So in the cycle of beginning, there's no beginning, there's no end. Every beginning is an end. Every end is the beginning. That is the ages that are in God. So in the eternal ages, it has been like that. But is that also they had in mind that they will extend to visibility, to time of, to place of space, matter, and what? Time. So in their world, there's no time. There's timelessness. Say amen. But it is in creation that time began. So, he became creator. But before then, he wasn't a creator. He is God. So, immediately God looked at creation, what God had in mind is that there will be creation that will use his life. He is invisible, but he wants to make visible. We are in the visible now. I can see you with my eyes. I don't need an aid to see you. I can touch you. I can move from place to place and you see my road. I can look at house number, right? It's called world of visible. God wanted to move to world of visible so that it would be, it's just an expression of his kindness and love. The love inside of them in eternity, he wants to extend that love to create a thing. So, the reason why he made angels, why he made other things, was because of man. And you know that all of them are older than man. Say amen. They have been there before time began. All that ancient creatures. But man, who is the last one among them, is the very entity of God's love. God chose man, that man, that is the least we express his life. Say amen. Now, all we find today in the world is not the issue with God. The issue with God is the expression of life. He wants creature to share in his life. The life that they have, that is their life, the original life that is the life that they gave to no creature, he wants creature to use it. And he chose man. I say he chose man. So, what kind of a love is that? So, when we look at the problems on the earth today, which are the major issues with man, that was not the consideration. That was not the issue. The issue is, so today, in church, church is about solving the present problems. But that's not what God had in mind. Somebody came in and created problem to make man busy. So it won't have time. So the first, say amen. So the first man that God made him to be able to answer to that call. The call to inherit his life. Because his life can't be given to creature. If it's God's life, you can only get it by inheritance. That is, you can't participate in a family if you are not in that family. If no, you can't say today, I want to inherit some of Dangote's property. Because I'm a worker for Dangote. It's not possible. He has paid you your due as a worker. He can buy car for you, build a house for you, but you are not in the inheritance of Dangote because you don't have his nature in you. So there's no way you can be part of God's inheritance or his nature if you don't have his blood flowing in you. So there must be a way to make man to be part of his family. So the job is turning creature to God's family. So that creature can have right to God's life. Now let me say to us this, that there is no, are you in the house there, please? When you talk about in the life world, dominion of a life is the quality of its life. Let me give an example. Plants. Do you know plants? There are lower plants called seedless plants. Plants start from basic one, algae. Like that one. Move up like that. Say amen. To seedless plant. From seedless plant, they move to seed plant. From seed plant, it moves to flowering plant. Flowering plant is the highest class of the plant world. I went in the house, please. So it means that the quality of life of the plant world is highest in the flowering plants. That's why flowering plants are the most successful of all of them. Are you in the house, please? So if life begins, you can see algae grow on a mountain. Very soon it will pave way for leaf plants. It will pave way. When after that was steady for some time, the leaf plant will die away. You start seeing shrub. Very soon, shrub, if not all of them die, some of them will die, will give place for tree. It's when tree gets there that the plant world success is completed. So the highest life is in the flowering plant. Say, hey, amen. And that's why the best that gives man nourishment are seed plants. And the reason why the enemy is fighting today against seed plant, can you see that? They have to fight against the highest life among plants. Because that is the highest sustenance for man. They won't go and fight algae, though they have their own job. They go for seed plants. That is the most successful plants or the highest life of plants. Say amen. So also in the animal world, the highest life there is man. Even in biology. So man has been put to be at the peak of the animal world. So all animals have been tamed by man. Man have domesticated the fiercest lion, the massive elephant. So life is not in size. Life is in quality. And that quality is their dominion. So man is given dominion over all life. Because man have the highest life quality. Say amen. You know there are animals today that are stronger than man. If elephant can, if you can floor a man and put his leg on it like this one. What is it? Finish it? What do you call it? You don't pie. Just one leg of an elephant. It's gone. massive, yet man has put elephant inside shoe. Because man's life has higher quality, so it's an higher government. So that's how lives are designed. So when you say, I'm sure when you see God, God may not be more than me like this one. Because if he made us in his image, and each time people say, God appeared to them. God appeared to them. He appeared to them in the form of a man. So when you get to the throne today, you can just see a man like this on the throne. Yet he governs visible and invisible. All powers is in his hands. What should not be, will not be. What he says comes to pass. Not because of his size, because of his quality of life. So, why the devil, if you look at the scripture and see how the devil was made, devil was made physically more glorious than God. He was made with lots of stones. Lot of stones. Precious stones. When you look at God, God is made of only one stone. What's not the stone? Jasper. Your maker has only one stone, Jasper. And he gave you like 12 stones, precious stones. So if you look at it, you will feel that you have more. Because every stone is an exhibition of a character. Those stones are you in the house, please? What God put in the 12 tribe of Israel as 12 Israel is the completeness of one in God. God is the one who distributes the stone like that. So when you see all of Israel, each one of them are exhibiting one stone, one stone, one stone. When you look at God, you look at one, just like light. White light produces seven lights. But when you see white light looks useless. But it's the source of seven lights. So a source is a source. So God is a source, and he did those things in distribution of beauty. Which when you look at him, you may not see it. Though they are hidden him, you may not see it. But he has the highest quality of life. That life today is still submerging every power of Satan. Every dominion of Satan is still bowing down to the life of God. God is not inventing one new armory. God rules and conquers by his life. By his life. And that's why you see in the book of Isaiah 9, unto us a child is born. Are you in the house here? Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name, can you see? Not names. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Are you there? What's the next thing, please? The Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, and peace shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Out of just a name. Can you see? Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, from just one being. Are you in the house, please? So it means that his government is a higher government. His government increase shall be, is the increase of his government, and what? And peace shall be no end because of who he is. Say amen. Amen. So what I'm saying today is this one. Life governs. Life governs. Why you see fish governs water is the life of fish. That life God put in the fish, God put it there for governance. So also man today, the life which man has, even in nature, still governs. In nature, it can erect building up like that, 50-story building. It's still the fallen life of man, not the original life that man has. Man has fallen from the original life. Say, hey, man. So, we appreciate power than life. We appreciate riches than life. Say, hey, man. We appreciate other qualities or other expression than life. But life itself is what determines the expression. So you can have an expression and not have the life. It means it's a corruption or a stolen virtue. It's like when you find devil, who is peaceful? I mean, who is quiet? Or who is patient? Patience is not in the nature of Satan. So it means he's being patient for a reason. His patience is a trap. It's not the normal life. Like Jesus said to them, that you seek to kill me. You are of your father, the devil. The will of your father, you will do. He does not abide in the truth. That means that the devil can say to you a thing that looks like the truth. But it won't remain there. He will speak the truth for certain things to be done. So he speaks the truth in lie. Instead of speaking the truth in love. If it is Christ, he will speak the truth in love. But he can speak the truth while he's lying. Why is he not disappointed? If I was disappointed, I didn't expect him. He looked so calm, so nice. So he can have a look is not a life. A look is not a nature. If it's a nature, it will abide, it will remain, it will be consistent. Are we in the house, please? So today, men look out for virtue, not value. They look out for virtue, not the life. We look for money. We look for sustenance. We look for riches. I will the hostess. But we don't look for life. Because somebody told us, when you make money, that's the way out. When you get this one, that's the end. But you get it, you don't still get it. It means that what he gave to you is not really the thing. So the gospel, listen to me. God's intention from beginning that man will use life. That life will be man's currency. Say amen. And I like when Jesus said, don't you know I must be about my father's business? So the father has a business. What's his business? He's the author of life and giver of life. Say amen. So, what I'm saying is this one. From the fall of man, man has been looking for sustenance away from life. Life is not man's pursuit. Man's pursuit is success. But, listen to me. Can you measure a man's success away from his life? If you want to measure a fish's success, where will you go to? You go to the aquatic world. You can't say, compare a fish with a goat. There's no place to compare them. Why? They don't have the same life. They don't have the same world. Sometimes you compare yourself with an unbeliever, for example. You have friends who are not, we are not in the same life. So comparison becomes impossible because the economy you use is not the same. It's different. So the assessment is not in the spiritual world. It does not make sense. But in the natural world, it makes sense. Because what they used to measure is exhibitions of character, of exhibition of external, or what you acquire, possession. achievements. Say amen. But really, 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 when we finally leave this body or get older, when you get to 70 and you look back, that's why when you get older, you appreciate life more. When you remove your suit, when you remove the 3-4 stars, because they say that age when 4 stars will not make sense. Say amen. When you are still 50, you are in general, and you have 4 stars on your shoulder, and you are coming, they open the door for you. You don't get that one. You look like a Superman, right? Before your eye, you will see the cloth you won't be able to wear because it's no more relevant. After you have retired, do you see anybody after you have retired wearing his major uniform? If you use it, they'll say, please, let's go and take the buffer check. Something has gone wrong. Why? The cloth, the 3 star has finished using the man. So you see, the millionaire is now on the street playing Ludo with those who didn't go to school. Because if he doesn't play Ludo with them, he will soon die. The way to sustain him is to... So all the old friend he left before is now their friend back. So when you meet him now, he now tell you what life is. But really, he has wasted a life. God, that life wasted cannot be regained back again. So, what am I saying to us? Come and say life. I can come and say life. So, life is not breathing. Life is what defines your person. What your person has as its attribute for expression. I like what we call our female, we call it life expression, the feminine way. So it means that life is not the feminine. Life is what uses feminine to show itself. So life itself is value system that defines existence. That does not change. Are we in the house, please? That does not change with time. So it means that if I have a life, for example, I have human life. Are you with me, please? My human life needs to breathe, needs to live healthy in the body, right? Say, hey man, my human life needs to get married. But at the point in time, those things are done with the body, get finished. I can't do them anymore. It means that life is transient. Though it runs for 80 years. Are you in the house, this? But it's a life that we use that will transit the flesh. Paul said, I don't know what to do. I'm in a straight bedwist. Isn't that to be with the Lord or to be here? I don't know, but to be here is more profitable. Though to be with the Lord is of much profit to me, but to you it's more profit. That means that for him, being here, not being here, does not make a difference. His life remained. Why? Because Christ has become his life. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall appear with him in glory. So it means that, say amen. So it means that life is what God gave as gift. So now you have the gift of the human life. Say amen. But that gift has been tampered with. Sin has tampered with that gift. The gift that God gave to us as human life was a living soul. God made us living soul. Say amen. He didn't make us grass. He made us a soul that can approach him. A soul that can come nigh to him. A soul that can fellowship with him. That's what God made. A soul that is heavenward. A soul that is Godward. A soul that has future in God. The future of a living soul is not to live a good life on the earth here. The future of a living soul is to be with God. Say amen. That's why God could plant a tree of the tree of life in the garden. It's not just, it's a garden. garden is a sphere of existence. It's the place a soul normally finds himself. When you say your house, my house, what's your house? Your dwelling place. It means that you can be away from your house. You go to work, but work is not a dwelling place. Where's your dwelling place? Your house. So it means if I want to meet you normally, I will go to your house. If I get there and you're not there, I can leave a message for you because you will soon resort back there. So it's your dwelling place or resting place. It's where you carry the vital part of your real life. It means when you get to, what do? You remove your clothes. For some of us, while we're on the road, you have removed your... What are you saying? You are saying, the one where I was before, it's not my life. I was in prison. Though you were there, and you are looking at me like, how are you, sir? What do you need? Do you need help? I'm here to help you. I want to help you. No. You have been trained to serve there, not to live there. That's the one we see and we like. Like when they were getting finished at law school, came back home and took pictures. One of my children in the house says, now I know what I will be. All the while, that boy has been looking for, what should I be? What should I be? He has not found out what you should be. He has seen his father. He has seen me preaching. He has not found what to be. The day he saw evangelism in his wig, he said, now I know what I should be. So, somebody saw the vision. Somebody saw the life. That's a prison house for that boy for the next 30 years. Because he must wear that wing. Say amen. So somebody saw to us here what is not life. He gave us another life. That is not life. That life is called death. Are you in the house, please? So what is the reason for the tree of life? To see life fully. The way life, God ordained life to be. It's a tree to make you see. To make you know. And to make you embrace life really as life is. Because you didn't make life. God made life. And gave life to you as a gift. Say amen. So, you are not, when they made you, you are not an engineer. I said you are not a doctor. I said you are not a professor. All those clothes are borrowed clothes. And many times, we are limited by those clothes. When you should be able to yank out a cloth and wear another one, you are in prison. So the money, even money itself, money is not in the clothes you wear, it's the other clothes. But when they gave you that clothes, your life, you don't see the other clothes anymore. And money is passing by your side this way. You can't touch the money because it's not in your clothes style. That's why I say profession is not prosperity. Money is not your profession. Say amen. So when they made profession, they didn't make a life. They make a cloth. What do you do with cloth? You remove it and you hang it. It is not your life. Say amen. So the first thing that God, Jesus had problem with defining to people is life. Life is difficult to define. You have it, you don't know it. And because you don't know it, somebody who knows it, use it for you. I don't know what's going on with my life. What is your life? You don't have an husband. Is that your life? Somebody saw the lie to you. Is that your life? Oh my God. Once you are trapped by life definition, you are gone. Once you don't settle any life, what is life? They will give you a goal. You will get there. You won't get what you want. They will route you again. Have you ever used Google Map before? Say hey, man. Have you ever used Google Map before? And it tells you there's a way there. And it won't tell there's no way there. There's no more way. It will not reroute you. For him, there was even till you burn your own fuel, there's always a way. There's no day Google Map will say, I don't know, there's no way anymore. So there's no way Satan will tell you, oh, I don't know what to do. You know what you should do. Hello? Now everybody that comes to Lagos come with a sense of a place to succeed. Lagos is the so every year when you if we release 10,000 coppers in a year, 8,000 will be in Lagos. Because somebody pointed to say, Lagos is the place where it happens. That's where it happens. You know, some of my children, I have to tell them, go to Lagos. Because they have found life. They know that. Lagos, oh my God. I want to be as practical as possible. So you know what are we talking about. Somebody has been trying to travel for a long time. And after many attempts, he finally landed. Is it in Heathrow? And he bowed down. And used that to touch. Now I come. Even if they return me from this point today, I have landed here first. So you can see how much his future has been tied to that. Every money you ought to have spent to Shorile is in that all the time. Finally got there. He got there. He didn't know that they pay bills. He didn't know that you can use the half of your salary to pay house. Yes. You can use half of your salary to pay for house rent. Per month, not per year, per month. He didn't know that there is a light bill, composting you must pay. Either you use it or you don't use it. He didn't know that every time you own your light, that one is counted like that one. That you are in Nigeria, just own your light, you just go out and come back. Say, how much? It's five watts. If you own five watts in the Western world and you go to visit you, they will tell you, what's wrong with you? Oh, Lord, no, what's it on the left? Kilo wanuna in the knack away. Ah, it can wanuna. So nobody told you what clothes they wear. When you get there, you just feel like tight road. Eh? No light cut. No light failure. It's no money paid. Are you in the house with me? What am I saying? I'm saying that life has been defined in various places as life to make you run a race for it, and you will get there and you won't get what you want. Because you can only find the meaning of a thing from the maker. So, for Jesus, even for church, we have not found out what is the goal of church. We have not found out what is about church. What's about ministry? It's just that sometimes I have a calling. You will do exactly what I've been doing before. At worst, change one part of it. Just add your own little bad boy as your own brand. It's the same package you had before. You still have again. Because you have not solved the problem. What is church for? What did Jesus come to do on the earth here? So the conflict is life. Say amen. In the book of, is it Matthew? Jesus was defining some things there. And I feel we should look at it. See, Matthew was telling them, look at the birds of the air. Behold the fowl of the air. 6. Are you here now? Let's just pick up gradually from here. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet, your heavenly Father feedeth them. Does God come to feed, to give, put food in the mouth of fowls? What they eat, is it God that put it there? That plant it there? What fowls of the air eat is somebody's farm, Abby? Hello? Okolokoni. And if the other one that grow by nature anywhere, does grow by nature anywhere, but it does not, it doesn't sow, doesn't reap. Yet your heavenly Father. So it means that your heavenly Father is going to program their life like that. So for a fowl to wake up and it's not thinking about, what should I sow? Where will I live from? It's a program of life. That life they gave to him make him go up and seize large sphere of land. So he sees opportunity. So when he's coming down, he's coming to the best farm. He doesn't eat any stay. If it's your fruit, he doesn't peck anywhere. He will go to the sweetest place. Have you ever seen your cashew? No, cashew before? They are finished. When you pluck it with the hope of, I'm going to pluck. Gaya. Are you with me, please? Where he is, he sees. So he made the best choice. So you can see why he's energetic and healthy. You know they grow sick. Because he eats the best. Now, your heavenly Father did that to teach you a lesson. Are you in the house room, please? To know that there are lives that this dependence does not follow the same course or follow the same process. Let me give you another example. Are you here today, please? That's the birds of the air. What of ants? You can't see an ant go through dry season and you see falling ants. If you see dead ants, somebody kill them. In the life they put an ant, he has enough energy to store for next season. So an ant does not die out of no food. Put your food anywhere, you will find an ant there. He go locate them. If your fridge is not cold enough, sometimes you lock your door. You wonder, where did they pass through? They don't need your invitation. The life program in them will find the location. The ants are a people not strong. Yet they prepare their meat in the summer. Are you in the house, please? I'm telling you, different forms of life. And God put in them sustenance. So, living soul life. Living soul life is a life of the air. That's why soul is a life of the air. Are you in the house, please? So in Genesis, listen to me. God, when God made the earth, he put water down, it became seed. He put water up. He made firmament. That's to say that firmament must be over the man. Because his prophet is a prophet. And as a prophet, he must have air. He must have firmament. He must have wind over his air. So he does not live by the earth. He lives by the wind. Don't you know how God sustained Elijah in the days of famine? A prophetic house never runs dry. At first, God led him to go and be fed by a strange bird, a selfish bird, a bird that does not know how to leave the remaining. Raven, raven. Go and check raven. Raven is a selfish bird. For God to say, that bird should go and feed the prophet. There must be a force of a life to force the bird to go against its nature. A force of life. And he fed him and fed him with raven. Raven fed him and fed him and fed him until the days when that sustenance finished. As it was finishing, the next thing is the brook. From there to the house of the widow of Zarephath. Through the day of the famine, he was sustained. Why? He doesn't live by terrestrial life. He lives in the air world. And everyone in that day also, they were all subject to the famine. But his own word sustained him. Say amen. So man, listen to me, man is given the right chance to get involved with higher lives. To live above the earth. But another government came and forced man down and gave him life of the earth, life of the dust, which they called Gentile when Jesus appeared on the earth here. Say amen. What is called Gentilic life. Say amen. So there are three people that live in the day of Jesus. The Gentiles, which are the Greeks, those who live by intelligence, who live by wisdom. There is a house of faith. There's also talking about the church. There are three. There's no offense against the church. Keep in that place. Okay, give no offense. Neither to the Jews. Thank you very much. Are you there? Not to the Gentiles. Not the Jews. So there are three classes of beings. Jews are also human. A class. Say amen. Gentiles are a class. Then the church of God are a class. What made them different is the life they use. Those who are called Jew are human beings, abi. Those who are called Gentile are human beings, abi. Those who are called Church of God are human beings. So why did he divide them like that? Because the three of them uses different lives. A Jew uses the life of the law. And you know God gave the law, right? So, amen. The law also has advantage above Gentile life. The law provide for offering sacrifices, worship of God. Say amen. It has a place for law, all of that, covenants. So it has power beyond the earthly power. It's in that place. God said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do, as do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then, what again? So today we're just defining life, right? Say, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is there written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and have good success. So it means for you to be successful, what is called success? There's a success attached to the law. If you live the law life, there's a way they say you are successful. Now, a Gentile may not say you're successful. Are we in the house? Most of the houses in the UK are owned by Jews. But when you meet an average Jew, you won't believe that he has that much of investment. Simply on assuming, one of the days we were out, Reverend K was pointing to the place of their meeting, and they were coming out that day. You won't quietly just coming out, just walking quietly like that. No heavy. Say, so, you know, when you see a Nigerian man who has who don't eat ham. When a Nigerian man just eat ham, there are signs around him you will know. And the funniest thing is that because they use, I'm amazed. Most of them Passat, most of them Volkswagen product. I'm telling you, you won't know that when you see cars in their parking lot there, you won't know they are rich people say. So, success to a Jewish man is having enough investment to transfer. Can your investment go beyond your generation? Because a rich man must leave inheritance. Say, that's defining a Jewish success. He must leave inheritance. So when you see them, in everything they do is investment. Their children are getting married. They already opened an account for investment. And they're asking, what are you investing into? So most of the largest any company across the world has the largest Jewish investment. To them, investment, prosperity, is not in money. It's in investment. And they do that by the power of the law. That's what the Bible says. He said, I'm the one that giveth the power to get wealth. That power is not ororo. It's inward power. Inward nature to get wealth. So a Jewish man does not think about how to feed mouth. He's talking about how to own it. If they say tomato, they must get to where tomato is, the sort of tomato. They don't, if they buy from you like you buy, you distribute to them. They are doing that as a start point to get to the source. That's success to them. Next success is that they also are going to be able to use the law to find Christ. That's the peak of their success. That when Christ comes, they will know Christ. That was why God had to send John to them. I went in the house, please, to ensure that the promise he made to them is fulfilled. So they had Christ first. So when you're talking about prosperity to a Jewish man, it's not prosperity of the Gentiles. What's Gentile? What do we eat? What do we eat is not Amala. It's what will make us happy. A Gentile man get happy with riches. When you see 10 million gaga in your account, something lifting your something checking. When you see that thing, even if you're in church, the next hallelujah will sound different. They will think it's the revelation we are hearing. But something has just landed. Just look at them. As if you didn't say anything. No. Something has landed already. The excitement, the joy, the hope, the future get brightened up. A Jewish man can be happy with idea. If he has idea and it's workable, it's already. That's why they are seat of intelligence. America has the body. Israel has the brain. So when you remove Israel from America, America is empty. Why are they tied to Israel? Intelligence. Why? To them, that's their wealth. Are you in the answer? So to them, that's life. That's life. So if a Jewish man sees you, you are on a shop and you're still in the shop the next 2 years. They will interview a young man. He's not even reading the law anymore. A young Jewish man, I think it's like his grandfather, they were in, that was majored into the covenant. They were asking, how are you doing? How are you doing? How are you making this way? He said, it's normal. It's not strange. That's our allotment. It's not strange. That's our allotment. It's not strange. It's not reading the Bible. It's depending on the covenant on their fathers. Say amen. That's so I say, Jew, that's a Jewish man. The Jewish man is the man who believes that you must go through the law to do well. So even when faith came, Jewish man says, add law to it. We won't get good result with this faith alone. Let's put law into so that we can get it. Is there anything in life that we walk without Judaism, without the law? I can fake around faith while they walking. God had to raise Paul to conquer that spirit and separate faith from the law. Why? Law is a life. I said, law is a life. Faith also is a life. So you can't start with the law. With the faith, and want to be perfected by the law. Paul said, you are obstructing laws. Laws as promise of their life. Say amen. Amen. That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, there's therefore now no condemnation to the devil in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life. The law of the spirit of life. So law is to give life. Has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, God, by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. What's the next thing? That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilling us. Who walk no more after the flesh, but after the spirit. We can do what law we do without obeying the law. Because we're handling a higher law that has the higher life. How you know how rich a Jedi man is? The house he built. From there you can get to the southeast and see mansions inside village, inside bush. Nobody is there. They come there once a year. When they are coming, they must have sent their servant ahead to come and clear the bush. Clear bush. And the house is a country home. And we have 15 rooms. And the man has 3 children. Who doesn't come? But that is the way. That is the way. If it's not that size, it's not the way of the life of a Gentile. That's how he's thinking. Can you see? Say amen. So also, you have the life that the church is meant to use. Now, why would God want another life for the church? Because all of these lives we are seeing now, they are subjected to the law of death. What's the law of death? They are subject to the law of nearness that does not make you get near to God. It can make you self-sustaining. It doesn't tie you to God. Even law, the law given to Jews that should make Jews see the end of the law, which is Christ. They settled in other success of the law, not the real cause of the law. The greatest gain of the law is the law can point to Christ. That's why John became an example, a figure, as what the law should raise. That when he saw Christ, he knew him. But he didn't know him through the law. He knew him by the Spirit. So the law really failed. Say amen. So God has to send his son in a sinful flesh to fulfill the law. But if the law is not fulfilled, you can't set it aside. What is this? The law of God. Say amen. So the law was fulfilled. What the law should do is to make you end in Christ. Now let me say this one. You know, John did not actually fully, he saw Christ, but he didn't end in Christ. That's why. Say amen. And like I tell you, I said, what John should do is what Christ came to start from. John should bring them to the remission of sin. Is to bring them to baptism of water that will lead to remission of sin. If you look at the prophecy in Luke chapter 1, why was John raised? I'm just trying to open something for us so that we can know exactly why no one should fail of this gift. Say amen. This gift, you must not. Okay, to give the knowledge of salvation, are you there? And thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by what? So, John was meant to remit sin. But you need that. He didn't really go far in that. He only did cleansing of the flesh. Not remission of sin. He did washing of the flesh. That's why, what is the focus, focus there? Wash those who are stealing, don't steal anymore. Right? If you are a soldier, you take bribe. Don't take bribe anymore. If you are an officer, let your salary be enough for you. Let your wages be content with the wages. They are all external. It's not inside the heart. So Jesus came and began remission of sin. Say amen. Another way to know is through Malachi. If you get to Malachi, you will see the assignment of my messenger there. My messenger and the messenger. Behold, I will send my messenger. Is that okay? Because I will send a messenger and he shall prepare the way before me and the Lord. He shall prepare the way before me. So he must have prepared the way before me. Preparing the way is to remit sin. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, said the Lord. What is his temple? He will come to the sanctuary and move them to the holiest of all. So it means that John was supposed to do a work in the sanctuary. Are you in the house with me, please? I'm always saying that John did not really finish what he was meant to do. Jesus came in and completed John. Then he now moved to his own. Are you in the house with me, please? Say amen. I'm only saying that. So the Jews could not fulfill the law. So, for the church is meant to use a life. There are three levels of life that the church was meant to use to move into its real life, which is the real gift. I thought life is gift. Nobody can have life. For example, you met yourself as a human being. You can't make yourself. I saw some babies were born maybe you saw them on the Facebook, were born, and two of them opened and said, "Where are we?" Said Nigeria. Said, "Return me back." AI baby, return me. Tell them I'm not yet ready to come out. But you know that's AI. It's not possible, right? So you are here as it was a gift to be a Nigerian. And that is true. That's why if you travel out, don't turn your back to Nigeria. You are a Nigerian. Those are more jackpa. Man, jada no. Yeah, because those who own the land can change their laws. You're on a pilgrimage and you will prosper there. I said you will prosper there. But don't turn. No, you will. They fasten you and put Nigeria in your blood. So it's either called Jari or called Jebi. Somebody made us like that to be conquered and be afraid of poverty. So that you don't want, don't know what I went to Nigeria. Somebody is giving you an understanding to put in you fear and hatred. It doesn't matter where I go through, when I go to all over the world, I'm a Nigerian. Not because I like Nigeria. They gave me gift of life to situate my blood as a Nigerian. And Nigerian interest must not leave me. The church in Nigeria must not leave me. Are we in the house, please? Sometimes we don't know why we are in the place. I'm a heavenly man. I'm not a Nigerian. No, they package you and box you and put your body like that one. Don't you know that in the world to come, your body will still remain like this one? Just glorified? Imwe ole long, lie. Flat near. Either you like it or not. Bow love shape plastic. When you in the water come, one final original. You will know there's a strength. You are just going to transcend fashion. Like my own now. That's why I use nose bag. It just gather here anyhow. But in the world to come, he will know how much of air to gather. So the amount of air that enter my own nose is not your own size. Maybe they know I need a lot of air inside this body. Praise God. We do too much things that does not carry the very energy that God ordained to make things work. The Lord discussed this with me many years ago and said, even at those points, I didn't even know the gradient of the life, but I know the life is in level. That's why I call it full manifestation of life. So I knew that the life is in grade. Along the line, one of the years, the Lord opened this place to me. We were preparing for a convention. The Lord opened this place and said, this is the gradient of life. That is Colossians. Say amen. Let's go back there. Chapter 1 of Colossians. So chapter 2 verse 1. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Are you there? That their heart might be comforted, being knit together in love, And unto all riches of full assurance of understanding. Know that. The full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Now, these three beings in this mystery is the unseen world before the world began. Before the world began. You can see here, he didn't mention Jesus here. Eh? God, the Father, and Christ. This is the, when you say eternal God, because eternal God has everlasting life, or everlasting word inside eternal God. That's why he could step out to create. If he's just eternal God, he can never create. So God is eternal. The inward hidden nature of God is everlasting. So when you seek God in eternity, he's God. You hear the word God, God, all the Bible, God, in the meaning God, huh? God. You won't see Father there. Say, hey, man. So that's what you see. But you can see that the God himself is the Father. And also, he has Christ hid in him. That's why our life is hid with Christ in God. So before we, Christ has been hid in God. So Christ is the hidden part of God. And anyway, that was the mystery, the joker that finished the devil. The devil never knew Christ. What he knew is God. And God can never descend to dust. God is a spirit. He dwells on high. Once he made man dust, he felt that is the end of it. He didn't know that God has something inside of him that can fetch from dust. It's called Christ. It's a mystery. Say, hey, man. He has been hid in God from the beginning. Hid in God. Now, so when I say God, God is a mystery. God is a mystery. Also, his beings also is a mystery. That's why God has to be revealed. That's why anything called we are serving God that does not contain this mystery does not show God. God can be God to anybody. God to Yorubas. It's not God to Igbo. It's not God to Arab. That's why Allah is not God. And they don't call Allah God. It's those stupid ones there. If you get to Arab, Arab will say Allah is Allah. Allah is not God. So you can try to make iron God and say it's Ogun. And take Ogun as supreme being. To your own culture, the supreme being. Huh? Are you? I'm saying, but doesn't make him supreme. You are the one that made him supreme, right? For the sake of you worshiping him. So the way the nations of the earth here exalt their god, Ashtoreth, god of the Sidonians, they have their god. So that's why it's not enough to be in church and say, "Mom, see along, along only." That's why. Our God is the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. If he doesn't father Jesus, it's not our God. Our God, Father Jesus Christ, is the God, blessed be the God and the Father. I will sing just along, along by Jesus Christ. Because why are we defining him that way? He has his life. The God that when you get closer to, you feel like killing somebody. Yes. If you see a serious Muslim, who is serious, who goes to, is a killer. He's a liar. If he's really serious, and say serious to read their books and to go for their schooling, If he's a friend of you, it's a lie. The more you get closer to that God, it makes you wicked. The best Muslims are those who are not serious. But the best Christians are the best lovers. If you're a Christian, if you say a Christian who kill, it's not a, we'll say it's not, maybe it's not a Christian. Or if it's wicked. So the more you get closer to this God, the more it makes you better. Can you see? So it's not the same God. Say amen. Are we in the house together, please? So, this God is a mystery. Mystery because he traps life and calibrates higher life. You know that the living soul man is like Christ, but it's not in the life form of God. Let me say it again. I say, the first Adam is the living soul. The last Adam is the quickening spirit. And the first layer of that last Adam is Christ. So Christ is an everlasting being. I went to the house this. Say, amen. But it's an everlasting being in the tribe or species called God. I don't know, God is a species. Beyond that, God is God. Yeah. Godhead is a species that creatures are not part of. That's why Christ has no natural man can be the head of Christ. The head of Christ is God. I went there. Plus, it's in the God species. I went the house, please. Human life, we're not in God's species, we're human life world. So, human life is not God's life. But Christ's life is God's life. That is why, say amen, when you check the Bible, are you here today, please? When you check the Bible, each time you see Christ's life, they'll call it Zoe. When you see the Father, they'll call it Zoe. Father's life, they'll call it Father Zoe. When you see God's life or eternal life, they call it God's Zoe. So that's why all Zoe are in the God family. You get it now? Say amen. You get that part? What I said is this one. That like angels have angelic life. The peak of angelic life are the cherubs. In their life, they have grade of life. Cherubs is angelic life. Seraphims are angelic life. Host are angelic life. They are all angelic life. They are all angelic life. But they have grade in the angelic life. In the God life. God life has forms, okay, that's in God. So Christ is the first of it. Then the Father. Then God. All of them are Zoe. But Zoe of different order or different grades. That's why no man can father Christ. It's only God that can father Christ. Can you see that? No man can be the father of Christ. That's why Joseph is not the father of Christ. But no man can father Christ. Christ is from God's world. Only God can father Christ. Say amen. Amen. Now, we're still talking about life. So, I thought life are gifts. So, what God did in his son, what Jesus became, or God did in his son, is that Jesus inherited as a man God raised him to inherit that life. So Jesus Christ is the son of the life, or is the first inheritor of that life. Say amen. Now that life is not human life, but that life can live in human. What I say? Now, so when you are talking about all the life are meant to be inherited. It's not life to use in heaven. Let me say that to us. Each time in the past, we hear eternal life. What we see is the life we have when we die. Are you in the house, please? That's how our parents or the church, mother churches, define eternal life. So eternal life is not a goal. Because when we serve God on earth here, we will enter into eternal life. So it's called life of the world to come. So they agree that you can have Christ's life here. Are you in the house, please? But they don't know of any other life outside beyond Christ's life. The rest of the life is assumed that when you leave the body, it is our reward in heaven. You get that? So you can all see those who gave this and gave that and gave that and gave that. He said they will have eternal life in the world to come. Check that for me. Mark. Verse 30. Something's covering this one. But it shall receive an hundredfold. Now, in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mother and children and lands with persecution. Amen. And in the world to come, eternal life. So it's assumed that eternal life, when you say world to come, it means when we go to heaven. They don't know that world to come is a world that is to be brought to the now. So, listen to me. So, at the time, Christ was in the world to come. To the Jewish man, Christ is in the world to come. After Christ came, it's now become this present life. Let me go on that one. Check Timothy. Bodily size, a little. But goodness is probably the one of all things. Are you here today, please? Bear with me a little bit. Okay. For bodily size profit little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Having promise of the life that now is. Now, the life is now that now is not human life. The life that now is then was Christ's life. Because the church now has started using the life of Christ. The life of Christ has become manifest. Before Christ came, they were all in to come. They are in the Word of God. It's a life that no man could think of after the fall. Jesus made that life manifest. Say amen. Christianity needs to be understood, I tell you. Oh, yes. I swear, while the formula I lay, it can be tiring. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, his own purpose, not our own purpose. So we had our purpose. What is our purpose? Kabisi karesi. Kabanyi. What's our purpose? To finish school? To get work? To get money? To get married? To get children? And to give in marriage. And when you're giving marriage, you are waving bye-bye gradually. That's our own purpose and grace. So he called us to his own purpose. So life is inside purpose. Purpose is what defines what life is. So you can't find, you can't say I have found life if you have not found purpose. So according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So his purpose is before the world began. It's a purpose before the world began. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought what? Life. So here now, listen to me. Because in 1 Timothy, the life which now is. So it means they were living a life. Now, he has brought a higher life. So by 2 Timothy, you know, 1 Timothy was not really at the same time. The first letter was 1 Timothy. At that time, he has brought one life called Christ's life. By 2 Timothy, he has also brought a higher life and immortality. How do I know that this life is Father's life? Because immortality and everlasting life are the next phases. Say, hey, man. To light, what? Through the gospel. So it means that there was a time when the gospel of Christ was the only gospel available. If that's the only gospel available, you can only live the life of Christ. You didn't hear what I said. In the church history, when they were bringing life, God had to bring life gradually to church. Why? Because the church has become alien to life. When I say church, man has become alien to life. So there has to be restoration of life. Not restoration of success. Not of prosperity. When you are getting to solve problem one by one like that one, you will run around many times. What determines expression is life. If anytime you see fish somewhere, Obi Wambe. If there's no water there, there can be fish there. So anytime you see God's life appear, you will see some character. Some things will be around the place. Say, hey, amen. Say, hey, amen. So you can see, we have seen life forms in Colossians. Right? We have seen that the life was brought gradually. And in that place, when it was brought, when it was life, this life, go back there. You notice that the rest, the one we are seeing now was to come. Go back there. Are you with Bible? Huh? You must be with Bible because this is about your whole existence on the earth here. You can't play with it. To just be a Christian for 40 years, 50 years on the earth here and not know the manual. Oh, somebody has robbed you. Somebody has robbed you. Having promise of the life that now is, and of that, say of that. I can't hear you. Of that which is to come. So there's this and that. Now there was a time all of them were that. That's the first John, chapter 1. That which was in the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. So there was a time all of them were that. You know, he told Moses, I am that. I'm not here. I am that. So when Moses saw God face to face, he didn't see that. Now another face, he saw another face. I am that. That I am. That I am. I am that. That. I am not this. I am that. So, in bringing that, they brought that in faces. So, this life, Christ. Colossians chapter 3. 3, quickly. Are you blessed today? If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Seek those things. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Are you with me, please? For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. So it's talking about a higher appearing. Because your life is Christ. And when Christ, who is our life? So there's a Christ that's their life now, and there's the Christ to come. That Christ to come is what is called everlasting life. Or the Father's life. It shall appear in glory. So it's a glorious life. It's a life, glorious life. Say amen. What I'm just saying is that all the lives are gifts. You can't have them on your own. They are gifts. Say amen. So, let's move a little bit. So, that is why Christ's life, they have to make it a gradual gift. Gradual, God, I mean. Once you believe today, just today, you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. They call it the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why? You don't need to work for it. Once you believe now, the next one, the next phase, you can receive the gift. Because that gift is resting on your faith. Once the gift saw faith in Jesus Christ, that gift follow faith. Are you in the house, please? So everywhere you have faith in Jesus, Holy Ghost follow it. So you can see exactly why it's called the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's actually a gift of Christ. It's the beginning of the gift of Christ. It's called gift of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is the only one who can give that measure of gift. If Christ himself come for it, he can't give that small gift. His gift is big. He said, it is expedient that I go away. If I do not go away, the comforter would not come. If I go away, I will send to you another comforter. So, it is better. Because if I stay, I am a gift person. I can't give small gift. I need to go away and send another me that will have the right to give gift in that bit. So, Holy Ghost is another Christ. Say amen. I can give you small gift called Holy Ghost. Mekala bahash kanaya. Breskuta le bahash kemeni andaya. Elibrohon dabani. I don't need to have lived for 10 years as a believer. I don't need to be holy in myself. I just need Christ's faith holiness. And by faith in Jesus Christ, my heart is purified enough to receive the Holy Ghost. That's why you can receive the Holy Ghost and still lie tomorrow. It doesn't cleanse you from all your sin. It's a gift to flesh. The gift to what looks as if it's not good. That's why when you are holy and you see a prostitute yesterday and is born again, you see Holy Ghost, thinking a prostitute of yesterday cannot receive the Holy Ghost. He can receive the Holy Ghost the same day. It is a gift on anyone who believes Jesus. Say amen. So Holy Ghost at that level also is a life. You can see that life of the Holy Ghost. You wake up in the morning, you feel like speaking in tongues. Anywhere you are tired sometimes, you don't feel like talking, you don't feel like praying. From nowhere, energy comes. It's a life. It's a life. A fearful person becomes bold. I can't talk to my daddy. When you find Holy Ghost come, you will not disrespect your father, but you will talk to him. Daddy, you will be amazed. This is the child who has always been hiding. Because God does not make you to hide from your father. It's your father. Say hey, man. So all those things are nature or life of the Holy Ghost. So this spirit, this nature, their life is not eating bread, eating butter. They are not in the world of eating garri. It's human being that needs garri. Are you in the house, please? And your father also knows that you are in the flesh, knows you need garri. But his primary intention is not garri for you. It's for you to take the gift of the Holy Ghost. In their world, garri is not their problem. Fuel price is not their problem. Nigeria economy is not their problem. They are higher and superior to the Nigeria economy. So it's not their burden. He has just finished service now. How will he get a job? It's not their problem. And they want to get to a point where it's not your problem also. When you step to your reward, they become light. Paul say our light affliction, which is for us exceeding, worketh for us exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Our light affliction. What you call light? If you hear it, you will die there. But something Paul has made it light. Because you are not only flesh, you are a spirit and soul. Because you are a spirit and soul, punishment that rests on your body is interpreted by your soul. Sometimes it may not look as burdensome as that. Have you ever been somewhere before and it was a tough time and you believe God all through, you trusted God all through, and when it's like 2 years, you look back and say, how did I survive? How did I survive? It means that your survival is not just by natural experience. That's why they say there's something called comfort and consolation of the spirit. You can be in prayer and the prayer is not fair. You will pass through water, the water will not overflow you. You pass through fire, fire will not burn you. What is this saying? Is this saying you will quench the fire? No. It will give you a light that does not make you feel fire burning. So we go through this in time, but just feel they don't know how we're going through. It's because there's another life in us. That life is interpreting trouble. Do you know sometimes you will wake up and say, on an issue. That somebody else will hear and say, kilo ame. So it's an issue to you because of the light I interpret it. The life interprets pain. Interprets prayer. Interprets problem. Say, di wala ni, ao, di wala. Why? Our life is not wahala. They say, life in others does not admit wahala. There can be problem outside us. There must not be problem within. What is within us? Our life. And do you know the amazing thing is that our life is superior to the problems. ọlẹni wàhálà, ọlẹni ìdàmú, ọlẹni ìpanjú. They are cowards. Affliction is cowards. So many are the affliction of the righteous. But the Lord, but the Lord, but the Lord. I like that word, but. Come on, say but. Anything you say butto, it's already finished. The Lord delivered him from them all. He kept his bones, and none of them is broken. Praise the Lord. So, we have succeeded in saying that life is a gift. That's why, that you're even a human being. Please thank God for making you a human being. What if you are a rat? It's not far from us now. If you're a rat, you'll be on the aja. No rat can boldly come to where I am now. If it's somewhere, you'll be peeping. Imagine you are the one peeping like that one. Oh, an ant. Anybody step on an ant? You don't count how many ants they step on. You step on the day. You won't even see the era. And that's a life. That's a life. So, to make you human is a gift. Say amen. Now, to make you to believe Jesus. To believe Jesus. You don't know what happened to your life. It is not of believing Jesus is not to change your shoe. It's not just to pay your house rent. It's to bring you to another world. Another world. I'm telling another life entirely. I lie not. I'm not preaching because I want to just make, no. I'm telling you what is true in my heart. What I've found is true.
Uriya brokuni mina kafinga kamina simina kalia mana kuturia hani elia kondian. Oh, stimilia kundia stimianana. Amina na stili kumprinia stumianda. Aloni, 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 aloni. Huluaikon stimianto. I lu to me con. I lu adundundundu stiainu. Who stimulia handa? Who pretty and gulukulukulu stimia itumbia hainia? Hostuni, handia pufriniando. Hilia nutsun, healing us tini healing us tuli healing. Hali healing, halisti healing. Hali oh healing on, healing Bristin, healing Branston, healing Constant, healing Houston, healing Haliatoini Stone, High Bristin, High Coda Bristin, High in the Bristin, healing the Bristin, healing, still healing. Still healing, highly healing, healing. I condus to brandus to find a colianasty and chum.
Let's have it, please. The preparation.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. For we are marketing a life to you.
Yeah.
We are marketing a life. We want to brokerly deal with you for you to see into another world. For you to see into another life. We want you to buy into a life that cannot be corrupted, a life that your soul has been looking and longing for, even for a long time, that he has not found, but you have found it now. You are seeing it now. This is healing for the sickness of your soul.
Yeah.
For the life of the earth is sickness to the soul. Is your sickness, is your undoing. But you see, there is a life that we are painting to you, that we are showing you even even now, that we are marketing to you now, that you will come and subscribe to a life that is beyond the external. Yeah. That you also can get to a point where you will say, even though our outward man perisheth, but our inward man is renewed every day. You can get to a point where you are being renewed every day, for you see this life get constantly renewed every day. You are fresher than the earth. You are fresher than the outward. You are more beautiful than the economy of the earth. That is the life. We have come to witness a life unto you. That which we have used, that which has been proved, that which have given joy and healing to many hearts, to many lives. Yours will not also be an exception. Yeah. Even as you buy, into this life, as you subscribe and vote, even to give yourself to learning the life, then a new thing will start to evolve inside of you. See the Spirit.
Amen. Any other life outside this life is disease. Disease to the soul. I like this place, Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. So faith, I got to born again, is a gift. And your belief is not faith. You believe and they gave you faith. Faith is a gift. That faith is what gave you, raised you from the dead. Not all man. So can you see? That's why Holy Ghost also is a gift. Can you see like that? Say amen. Are you in the house, please? Now they have to give you those gifts like that, so that you will understand or appreciate gifts that come from above. For many years, the devil has disabused your heart or man's heart to despise the gift that is from above. And Holy Ghost now, Holy Ghost have again. I don't know how many times you have said that. Holy Ghost have again. It's because you have not come to appreciate or value the gift. That if God, if Jesus went up to send something to you, how precious is that gift? What is the value? So they need time to start building our value system. And I was talking about that on Wednesday, value system. They have to build up your value system of spiritual things, because the devil has made us carnal. If somebody give you, say, I will make you to stop speaking in tongues for 1 year, collect 10 million. No, just them. Oh, okay, some of us collect 50 million. For 10 years, for a whole year, you won't speak in tongues. Your mind will start looking at, what will I lose? After 1 year, man, they must speak in tongues, abi? Can you see? So a thought, so death has processed, put a thought process. And say, one year. No, but now you'll be talking about those who Yahoo boys who say, I want to make millions and die in 5 years' time. You'll be mocking them. Paulie, yeah. Over 5 years. To them, in their own darkness, all makes sense to them. It makes sense to them. Let me live the life. It's when they now finish 4 years. And children 1 year. For time, oh my shot again. Because somebody deceived them to make them feel that plenty in 5 years will make sense. So also, it doesn't stop with them. At our own level also, it begins with us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive from you. I'm blessed. I swear with me. You must speak in tongues, isn't he? Hey, you have 50 million. I can 50 million. He can act better. Why will you do that? Because we have not come to appreciate 1 year of debt or 1 year of living a high life to a low life. If you value how much life, mekalibro hosta kata, libro hoske medianta, if you value how much of life is running in your spirit, pose a question of the spirit. Because when you stop prophesying, you quench the spirit and you are going towards death. Forbid not prophesying. Because of the value of prophesying and the loss of not prophesying, but it cannot mind. Does you understand it? Say amen. So, what am I saying? They won't give you the gift of Christ until they deal with your carnal mindedness. So you can get gift of faith of the new birth, pass. You can get gift of the Holy Ghost, pass. But they won't give you the next gift. Because it is the gift of nature. That next one, you already moved to their world. Though it's a gift, but they won't give you until they deal with ignorance. Until they tamper with Gentilic reasoning. On the open the eyes of your understanding. Shimi loju oluwa. Until you cry, Bokomisoro, Ayer. Fumi logbo. Kineshe fere. Kileba. Boli ayeo. You need life to conquer the world. Until a time comes to your life that your highest problem is not that you don't have money. Until blindness becomes your highest problem. Until you cry like Bartimaeus. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. I wonder why Jesus healing two things about Jesus. Or three miracles of Jesus. Healing of the blind, raising the dead, and cleansing the lepers are key. Because cleansing the leper is to cleanse sin. Opening of the eyes is to, because the first thing the devil did to us is to stole our eyes. He conquered the way we see. Because the way you see is your gateway to life. The way you see determines the way you pray. That means the way you stand. It determines your boldness. I was saying, I don't know what I was saying. I was saying that if you know that you are so blessed that you cannot be cursed. You are so blessed that the resources of life belongs to you. How will you behave? If you know that in your bank account, you have 10 million there, 15, 20 million there, 30 million there, that it was just that bank is not yet releasing it, how will you feel? You'll be walking like a poor man on the road. Though you don't have access to the 50 million, bank transaction is not allowing to go. If you owe somebody, what will you tell him? You talk with boldness. Because you are too sure there's money somewhere. Yet you can't access the money. Many times you don't have the money in your hand and your countenance just falls. Because you are seeing the present. You are not saying that you are blessed. I want to not say, I'm not saying try to take it. I'm saying you have not learned Christ to know that you are blessed. I don't have to talk about how much money I have. Before I start thinking what to do. Oh, that thing is 40 million, I don't have 40 kobo. 40 million. And I'm not trying to act fit. What I don't have in Corinth does not stop my thinking. The devil can't steal my thought power because I don't have access in the cash. My thought power is my power. It's my wealth. Three stories. Yes. Fourth one. One better. Because there are things to be done. Can I get 5 million from you? No, 5 million is somewhere. It may not be with you. It's somewhere. Why is it somewhere? I am blessed. And I'm confessing faith. I know. Why? I carry life. I'm a carrier of God's life. I carry it. I teach it. I leave it. I rest people by it. Hallelujah. So, your gateway is your eyes. And that's why the devil knew that. He aimed at their eyes in the garden. Until he made them see what he's saying. After he has stolen their sight, he just went away. Oh, Parisha. One devil see your eyes. Oh, Parisha, near. That's the way you see. That's the way what's the way you see? The way you understand. Because, listen to me, all the life are understanding. What did I say? Understanding. Colossians says that they may have full assurance of understanding. That's why I say, give me understanding and I will live. So life is understanding. What did I say? Understanding is the way you see. The way you see. Say, hey, man. I went in the house. So the third gift, which is their major first gift. I thought their gift is Christ, is the Father, is God. That's their gift. That's the gift of heaven. But because of our debt, they have to test run us. Test run us with faith. Can you believe? And you believe Jesus. Believe. Yeah, who believe? When you believe Jesus, Oku believe me. And for Oku to believe, and not a jinde, to the rest of your spirit, because you can dare, a dead can dare to believe. The rest our soul, the rest our spirit from the dead. Are you breakthrough? Then, because you could dare believe, they gave you gift of the Holy Ghost. But the main gift of their world, which is Christ's gift, they won't give you until you can change the way you think. Now, see, so that the reason, and they know you can't change the way you think. They now took some men, as Christ now took some men. Now, he wants to give you Christ's gift. Are you in the house, please? So, when Jesus knew how we are, that they leave us here for 20 years. We don't have what it takes to believe Christ. So when he was coming from the dead, he took men. Can you see? He led captivity captive and gave gift. So instead of giving you Christ, he gave the men. So he cannot give you that Christ. So the reason why he gave, are you in the house, please? He gave, who did he give? He gave apostles, go back to me there. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to make you mature by giving you eyes of understanding. The first job of these gifts is not miracle. I want to house this. They can have backup of miracles to help you. Their primary job is the job of restoring back eyes of understanding to recover their sight. Can you see that from Paul's ministry? Can you see that? That should be 26. To open their eyes, can you see that? To turn them, can you see? Acts 26 verse 18, let's read together. To open their eyes. Can you see? That's the first thing. To open their eyes. Because they are blind. To open their eyes. All men are blind. You can be in church for 20 years and you are still blind. It's not insult. It's the way you think. It's a state. Oh, yeah. So when the apostles major on miracles, not opening of eyes, it's a misplaced, misfunction role. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan. So a believer can use power of Satan or the way of sin of Satan to live. The way Satan, say amen. What Satan gave to man as the way man should think. Listen to me. Satan does not think like that. What I say? What Satan gave to man as the way to think, he doesn't think like that. Satan does not think about how to buy Lagos. Satan thinks about how to control those who buy Lagos. God is a spirit. That's why he can give you the whole of Lagos and control you. To him, it's better for him to come down to come and be dividing Lagos land. It's too slow for him. Why? He's a spirit. So he would not give you that thing as a deception and control you. He likes control. So what am I saying? The sight he gave to us, it's not the sight he used. The one he gets to us is too low than the one he uses. Say, hey, man. When Satan wants to upgrade you, to start seeing the way he's thinking, then you start seeing how money is not is what matter. What money can do is what matter. At the level, money matters. On that level, money doesn't matter. It's what money can do that matters. So we can bargain with you. 50 million. You say you won't change your mind. 500 million. Don't change your mind. 1 billion. Then you don't want that. Then if I take you out of the game, you come with life threat. So he knows how to force you to his bargain. Say amen. Hallelujah. So once eyes is open, then you can be torn from using darkness to using light. You know, when you say using light, so you can have light and feel that I'm blessed. I'm rich. Somehow you there, you were after trouble, you were fasting about the trouble. And God is sharing about things to come in 10 years time with you. And you are feeling like, for God, death is not the issue. There's something you do 10 years. It's to tell you that you can't die by this. Can you say? But some people feel like yes. You are not going anywhere. Say amen. I went in the house, please, that they may receive, forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them, which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So it means that it's not everybody that can use the faith that is in Jesus. All Christians can use the faith in Jesus. What did I say? All Christians can use the faith in Jesus. Not all Christians can use the faith that is in Jesus. The faith in Jesus can get you needs met. The faith that is in Jesus gives you inheritance. Or gives you life. So if the eyes of understanding is not altered, you can't use this faith. Say amen. I want the house to get a place. Then when you use this faith and you use to the end, what's the end? They'll give you a gift called Christ. That gift called Christ is a gift for another gift. Say amen. Until they are too sure that you are not in the world of men anymore. That's when they will give you the last gift, which is the gift. So, gift of men, of Christ men, what will they give you? Will give you Christ gift. What did I say? Gift of Christ men. Gift of apostle, of prophets, of evangelist, of pastor and teacher. What are they give to you? Christ. They should give you Christ as gift. So it means if they have done your job very well, you should be a Christ man. Christ should be your life. You should be using Christ's life easily. Another time we'll be talking more about, all we do about is talking about this life. We'll talk about the nature of the life, what life does. But today is talking about the gifts of life. Life as a gift. So Christ's life open to another higher life. Higher life open to the highest life called eternal life. That is the gift of God. So gift of the Father. Let's see. What's the gift of the Father? James chapter 1. What's the gift of the Father? Every good gift. And every perfect thing. Are you here today, please? Every perfect thing. Come down from where? From above. From the Father of lights. So it means that it's the gift to make you a light. A kind of light that does not vary. See? Good gift. So if he's telling you the nature of the Father, he tells you what gift is to be given. What's the nature of the Father? No variableness. He's the Father of light. And the light, no variableness. Neither shadow of turning or fading or failing or changing. So it means that there's need for a man to get to a place where he can't fade. He can't fail. He can't change. These are nature in the Father. And it is the Father that gives the gift of this nature. So the Father's job is to give light that does not vary. Say amen. Understanding that the word when things remain, when things does not pass away. You understand that every human body, the best you can think of as a human being, the maku kawangeli bemilo. Man loy iluaru, iluogo, could make sense. Okon lo gramani, iluaru iluogo, what? It's like, let me tell you, which country have you not seen before? You have not watched I know Americans, you can see them on the film. Is there any country that I've not really seen on the film before? Not Korea. That is the fence. Then you're, aha. Now, whatever you are hearing from, not Korea. News don't figure it. It's just fiction news. It's a locked up place. No internet enter the place. No broadcast leave the place. It's locked up. So whatever you are hearing, somebody escaped to come and say it. Now, so for you to say you know about that nation, you have to go there. Or bring it to a fellowship with somebody who has lived there. Or community of those who have lived there, maybe they have left the place and they are living in a place. That is why in learning language, listen to me, learning language, there's what is called acculturation. That is, you can't learn French in Nigeria. You know French language, you don't know French as a life. So those who study French in Nigeria, they go for acculturation in a French-speaking country. To understand French beyond language to a life, to a culture. Are you with me, please, in the house, please? So, it means that you need the light of a person of that world. So, the Father is a person of that world that can bring you to the acculturation. It's called fellowship of light. Fellowship, oh, come on. Fellowship of the Father. So you can feel what they discuss there. That when they are talking about their world, the things here will lose their weight. Have you ever done some work before and you don't remember that you have not eaten? Eh? You are lost in the job. 4 o'clock. I tell you, young arrow. But that work consume you. There are discussions that can suspend the present world. Yes. You think it was a joke on the month of transfiguration? When Elijah came down, Moses came down, and they began to discuss about the death of Jesus in glory. This little guy says, "Hey, Joe, we can make boot. Let's make tribute. Let's stay here." Because they have never seen any time in their life discussion of the world beyond. Talking the things they were running from. They were, is it not Peter who was saying Jesus should not die? Eh? When Peter saw glory, he knew death is glory. Is it not the same Peter that came? The second Peter that said, who were with him in the Holy Mount. When received them from Father, honor and glory. When there came such a voice from the excellent glory. A voice. It's not just a voice. Discussion. Voice. A discussion from the excellent glory. Who were with him. Who we didn't follow a cunningly devised fable. We were there. We saw glory discussion. And we slept. We woke up again. And we said, let's make boots there. Eh? So, Father of light. Eh? Say, Father of light. I can't hear you, please. His job is to move you into a world of discussion of the world that does not pass away. World. Everlasting world. World to come. Say, hey, amen. And he said, it's good and perfect. That light is good light and perfect light. It cometh. Somebody calls it comet. From the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness and shadow of turning. So, the Father gives light. What's the light? Light of everlasting. It's called light. But it's the light of everlasting, which is the key to everlasting life. Then, when we have receive that gift and we have used it very well, then we can have access to the last gift. It's called the gift, the rug. Factoring from that word is called the word of eternal life. From the Father's word is the word of eternal life. So, hey, amen. There are also gifts. Why? Why? The problem is that Oroshinilekini machine leakage. Let me say it this way. The trouble of our fall, one time, affliction must not rise up the second time. Because we were in the world of the corruptible world, or world of corruption. In any way, everything God created were all corruptible. What does it mean? They will pass away. Their years will fail. They will fade. Their times will be altered. That's why, with how glorious angels are, the time when angels will be subservient to another is coming. The age of the sons of God. Say amen. In that age, angels that are, man was made littler than angels, right? The same man will be over angels. Because they carry a higher life than angels. You know what I'm saying? So their state is not secured. Can you imagine somebody who has been gateman before? It's not the owner of the house. Can you see that? But to them, it's still in joy. But you know that meaning of joy? It's envious. Are we in the house, please? Because that was not their state all the while. But that is the way they were. So are you in the house with me, please? So for man, who God has chosen to inherit the God life, or use the God life as a promise, is over the scriptures. Titus 1, God who cannot lie, who had promised before the world began, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, promise. This is the promise which has promised us eternal life. So what God promised for man originally is that man will move from the world of corruptible to incorruptible. Say amen. A world where he cannot fail anymore. Where he cannot fall. Say amen. Listen to me. In the spirit, falling is not ordinary. When you hear the word, now I'm doing the same to keep you from falling. Now unto him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. That is a feat in the spirit. To get to a place where you cannot fall. Now unto him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Because fall means that you lose glory. For all have sinned and have fallen short. It means you can't use the glory of that sphere anymore. Like today, many of us have to, oh, my joy, 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 baba, joy, joy, baba, joy, baba, joy, baba, joy, joy, ah, baba, bones, okay, bones, okay, baba, joy, bones, okay, baba. Because you are falling from glory. In glory, they don't shout like that. You don't just shout to hear your voice. Even your quiet heart, they hear your voice. Hearts are loud in glory. Satan fell by heart. How did they hear it? Loud. Papa mio. Don't you need the car? Oh, need the chair? What you babble? King back quiet on my command. Come on, tower. Bam, you. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. When it burns you. Yes. Say amen. So, they must make man incorruptible. Or else, affliction will rise up the second time. So, it's a very lofty gift to say, let's raise man above corruption. Let's make him incorruptible. So, eternal life word is the life. See it with me. Say, hey, man. Eternal life word begins with, can you see that place? To an inheritance incorruptible. That's eternal life word. Today we just estray the gift of life. The gift of life. elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, and through the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God, say the God, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again. It's a lot of mercy unto a lively hope. That's Christ's life. See verse 12. So after you have gotten the gift of Christ, it's to an. If you stop at that Christ gift, the real reason for the gift has been lost. You are again to the world, a loss to the kingdom. Yes. If Christ is not formed in you, what I say? You are again to the world, a loss to God. What does it mean about? Let me tell you the meaning of that. A man who does not finish Christ's work, when I say get to the world, is a honest man, is a reliable man at work, is a man who is good on his job, excellent in his job. These are all the values that Christ righteousness programmed back into a man. So they will be using you on the earth here as a good man. So you are again to the world, a loss to God. God can't take you. Or it means you can't move to the world of God's, of the gift of God. What's called the gift of God is the Father's gift and God's gift. These two of them is called the gift of God. Say the gift of God. I'm going to say it again. The gift of God is the life, very life of God. Two of the life of God is incorruptible life. No creature has it. Every creature is corruptible. Every creature can be defiled. Up to now, angels are afraid of being defiled. When my kids get close to where Satan is careful. Why? Defilement. Garage boy, has stay in a care. So when, even at level of Michael, is careful around Satan. Why? He can be defied. Say amen. Incorruptible, undefied. What's the next one? That fadeth not away. That fadeth not away. Or that does not lose value with time. Then, reserved in heaven for you, not to go to heaven. Reserved in heaven for you so that you can have the faith that can take it. Faith for unseen things. Incorruptible nature is unseen. Say amen. That means that angels don't know it. It's unseen. Unfading life is unseen. Say amen. Life that passed not out. Why do you think angels saw Jesus at resurrection and worship him? Why for the first time they saw a superior being. They saw a being that carries nature that is higher than theirs, and they worship him. They are seen undefiledness for the first time. They are seen incorruption for the first time. They are seen unfading for the first time. They saw a superior life. Say amen. And say, let all the angels worship him. So, because God wants man not to go to affliction, you know, he was telling them, don't go back to Egypt. Don't go back to Egypt. Because affliction must not go. If you go second time, you won't come out of it. God said, go to Babylon. I can bring you out of Babylon easily. You need what I did to bring you out of Egypt. You need the warfare. So it looks as if Egypt is secure. Don't go back there. God began to judge prophets that were prophesying that you go back to Egypt. God said, go to Babylon. For you will spend 70 years in Babylon. after the 70 years, I will come and bring you out. So for God, he doesn't want man to go back to corruption. So there's need to seal man into word of incorruption. Say amen. So that from there, once man gets to incorruption, to finish his sealing with the life, the highest life of God, will be desirable. Because that world is light. You see things the way they are. Let's see Romans chapter 2. So, church is the place to make life visible. I tell you, we pray for you, we speak on your situation, it changes, but it's not settled. The devil can hit you back there again. But when you moved in the zone of life, some things does not, it's just like when you say, somebody was driving out and they packed President Ayon. He was going to UK. He packed power bank. He should have packed a big bear. Gary, because those things you are packing are extra weight. When they weigh your luggage, it'll be carrying on needed materials. Because you are not informed about your world. Where you are going to, they don't need power bank. What you need is a jabi bear. Obono. And when you scarce man, you root out 32, not the dry to bear. A day. No power bank. Say, hey man. Many of us are in church and we're carrying power bank. What you don't really need. You leave what you need for what you don't really need. Say amen. Shout hallelujah. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, try your rest up unto thyself again the day of wrath and the revelation of right to the righteous judgment of God. Verse 6, who will render to every man according to his deeds. Realize they will render life to every man according to his deed. To them who by patient continuously well-doing seek for glory. So there's a place we will get to in our life. In our heart, deep heart. What you'll be looking for is glory. I'm telling you, the problem of today will lose their power. Lose their relevance. You don't know what you need. Only God knows what you need. You seem to have an idea. Only God. The path to know our need is not in us. That's why my God shall supply all your need according to his riches, not your in glory. Because you don't know your need. But your real need is calibrated as riches in glory. Say amen. What I'm saying to us is this one. Natural needs or natural issues are light. Ojo ni won. Airiche. Ailowo. Not joblessness, not having money. Not they can vanish one day. Yeah. One day. But your blindness can go one day. Can you see? To them move by patient continuance in word doing. So people are going to get to the point where they are not rushing. To know that they're not rushing, they are knowing gradually. They are cool enough. They are settled. Eh? After you have suffered for a while, we establish you. Eh? After you have suffered for a while. Come on, say a while. After you have suffered for a while, we do what? God, the God of all grace, who has called for us to enter his eternal glory by Christ, just after you have suffered for a while, make you perfect. Establish. strengthen and do what? They don't have to make you like heavy like bag. When wind can carry you, when trouble can move you, when present troubles are, oh my God. The devil knows that by God's grace we have been stabilized in the midst of all kinds of situations. Why? Because they are not as powerful as they are really. And the faith will perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and set you. I say it will set you.
Amen.
I say God will set you.
Amen.
Not the Nigerian settlement. I'm talking about gracious settlement.
Amen.
It will set to you.
Amen.
The job of the church and the gift of Christ is to make you perfect, mature, stable, established in the faith. Strengthen and set to you. Set to you to combat winds, forces, contrariness, until they acknowledge themselves that they have met a person. Yes, Tom can acknowledge that he has met a person. When they were building the hotel in Dubai, that Al Khalifa Hotel in Dubai, and they brought in the design of what can take care of. They didn't block surge. They designed structures that can weaken the strength of the strength of surge. You just want to build barrier against surge. Then you'll be fighting it. It will soon break. But they build what can silence him. Panama? Panama? Storm? Panama? What did Christ say to the storm? Peace! He built the wind. So peace be still. So there's a construct that will build in you that will make windows to lose their strength. When it's running and it enters you, it will lose its strength. When I hear what tempest for the storm, it is men is talking about. Cloud, shroud over the head of people from the burning sun. It is construct of men is talking about. A man shall be an hiding place on the wind and covered from the tempest, as river of water in a dry place, and as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. You are that man. I say you are that man. So what? That's what life does. Life give you construct of a life, construct of a being that every other life bows to. Can we appreciate the Lord this afternoon? Give thanks to Him. Give Him praise and glory.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.